I'm Chris Anderson.
I'm Don Box. We're here to talk a bit more about PDC. In this particular little vignette, we're going to talk about a PDC close to my heart, which was PDC 2003. Chris, I think that's our first opportunity to work together.
We
had a little nascent thing that started when I first joined the company. Remember Purple?
Oh, yes, Purple. That was fun.
Yeah. Purple. I was on Purple for about two meetings, and then I don't know whatever happened to Purple. But, you know, we finally got a chance to work together on PDC 2003. As I recall, PDC 2003 was primarily about the newest version of Windows at the time, which was Longhorn. I know you worked on Longhorn. I worked on Longhorn. What was your favorite memory from that PDC?
I would say there's two things, one of which is definitely the thrill of going out on stage for that talk where we did the first coding against Longhorn and did this hour long section of writing code and showing people how to build stuff on top of this new platform was just thrilling. That was just so amazing. It was incredible. Definitely the largest audience I had spoken to up until then, so it was also a little nerve wracking. So that, and then the other one was actually standing in the booth at the ASTI, not even the ASTI experts, just in the lounge area, and sitting down and writing XAML at the time, and people would just walk up behind me and say, hey, can you make this go? And I just kept typing, and I did that for like 3 hours straight, where people would just come up, hey, how does this work? How does that work? And it was just a real blast to really get to do that.
Cool, so you're kind of like a lounge singer taking requests.
Yeah, it was exactly like that. I had a little jar, and people could put floppies in. Yeah, it was.
Awesome.
I just wanted your data. That was...
So looking back at that PDC, what technology that we launched, and there were a bunch of you know, pieces of Longhorn. Which one, you know, looking back, do you have the fondest memories of? Excluding the one you worked on.
I was going to say, I actually think it's some of the shell features. I think some of the new look in the what now is Vista are definitely some of the most exciting things, because it was really the largest refresh we'd done to the look of Windows for a really long time. And if you look, I mean, even now with Win 7 is an evolution of that, what we did in Vista. But that was really kind of this, you know, transitional thing. And it just, as a user, I love working in that environment. So I definitely, in terms of my personal warm, fuzzy feelings, I liked that. Probably one of the best.
And did you, so I know you mentioned that you were doing a lot of this, you know, on-demand coding. Did you get a chance to hang out with a bunch of attendees or other speakers? Did you have any?
I tried to avoid all the attendees as much as possible, because, you know, they just ask questions. And no, actually, that's my favorite part of the event, is actually hanging out in the lounges and talking to people. And it's been interesting to watch as we've transitioned PDC. You know, if you think back to the old style PDC, you know, people hung around in the speaker lounge, and the speaker lounge had all this food and all these things, and you ended up where there was this, you know, I didn't like the dynamic. And you know, starting PDC 03 was kind of the beginning, but I mean, it's just continued to get better and better from the standpoint where now the speaker lounge is kind of this pit where nobody wants to go to. And, you know, we all hang out in our track lounges and are able to actually do what we all came there for, which is to spend time with the attendees, really talk with them, work through stuff. And I remember at this, you know, the last PDC, I think I spent 20 hours in the track lounge just hanging out there talking with people and showing people stuff, which is one of my favorite things to do, and them showing me what they had done and going back and forth. It's great.
Well, maybe at PDC 09, one of the things we could do is not have a speaker lounge.
Ooh.
Basically just have Pat and Lenny Mines there with the USB keys taking everybody's decks and putting them on the Shows R Us machines.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, it would be fun. I'm confident that there's a really interesting video we should be watching right now talking about PDC 03 in a more organized fashion. Why don't we take a look at that video now?
I need to leave.
Yeah, I need to go too. Or hell, I need to go home.
No, seriously. I need to go to a conference back on Earth.
Say what? A conference? I don't think so, Nancy. Maybe you didn't notice, but we're in the middle of a war here. What kind of conference is going to get you out of that?
It's the Microsoft PDC.
Don't let cease fire. We gotta get Simmons out of here.
Welcome to the PDC News Update for Monday, October 27th. I'm Erica Wickers. The PDC has always been where developers learn about the future of Microsoft's products and technologies. This PDC is no different. You'll hear about the upcoming release of SQL Server, codenamed UConn, the next version of Visual Studio, codenamed WIDBY, and the groundbreaking release of the next version of Windows, codenamed Longhorn.
So I want to invite the person who's really driving the user interface to come together to give you a look. So let me ask Hillel Cooperman to come up and give you a sense of what Longhorn's all about. Morning, Hillel.
Good morning. Thanks, Ben. Here it is. Let's open up a window. See how that comes in. A couple things are going on here. First, there's a new look. And as excited as we are about that, and we hope you think it's exciting and beautiful and professional, but it's still early. The most exciting part is that making a new look is relatively easy. Building this deep into the platform as part of the platform that you get to take advantage of, that's tough, and that's what we've been working on. So if you notice, things like the transparency that we have here on the windows, watch as I move this kind of under this guy on the side, you can see it in the background there. Let me open up a couple more windows. Watch how these actually animate onto the screen. Move that here. And this is using things that are part of Avalon, like Bill talked about, including things like pixel shaders, the desktop composition, all this advanced graphics functionality that to date has been typically in the domain of game developers, now available to actually render UI right on the desktop and, of course, in your applications. And just in case anyone is thinking that maybe this is some kind of prototype or something, let's run a classic application. Anyone remember VisiCalc? There it is. It's a 20 years commitment to compatibility. Now, and now we're going to see if we have 20 years commitment to usability, because I'm going to figure out how to quit this thing. /SQY. Oh, yeah. There we go.
So it was pretty amazing, the amount of stuff we actually released at PDC.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
I mean, so now that you've seen all the stuff we did, what was your favorite part?
Look, my favorite part was getting Jim to code. It didn't show up in this video, but I think the titles back then were group vice president, what today we would call a president. Probably. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's important differences, but having Jim basically crank up VI, write some code, be able to heckle him while he did it. He was such a good sport. That was absolutely, I couldn't believe how fun that part was. But the technology was a thing. I mean, there was a lot of, it was a high volume PDCs. You know, some years, we're doing kind of, incremental. Like 2001, quite honestly, it was largely great. We've been talking about this stuff, now we're delivering, and it's kind of, fulfilling the promises we make. But this was absolutely a big, expansive PDC. And as we know, we delivered most of that stuff, by the next PDC. It was just the volume was just awesome. The volume of new stuff. And stuff that was better. Stuff that actually enabled you to do things that were hard, if not, at least, they were hard and impractical before, right? The things you can do with WPF are just so bloody hard to do in the preceding technologies. To me, that was just a huge enabler. Right? I could think about building software I couldn't think about building before. And so for me, that was really the exciting part.
So what do you think we should do better in this PDC coming up than we did back then?
Oh, that's a great question, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. I think, the good news is the PDC is going to be a day shorter, mm-hmm. right? Which means... more information density, which I actually think is good. So I think that's going to be better. I think we're going to have more targeted keynotes from what I can see, more focused keynotes. I think that's also good. Of the things I know about so far, there's a couple things that I'm pretty happy about. I haven't seen anything that feels like it's going down, and I've seen some PDC planning. No, I think it's all strictly better. And, again, this, last time around, PDC 2008, we did Azure, it was all about the cloud, and, again, this PDC, we're going to be delivering on that stuff, and so it's a nice PDC.
Great.